me down. Unless me around, and then worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still, I need you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Things are heating up for millions across the Midwest and Northeast today, including Sheila McHenry, whose AC is out in Verona, Pennsylvania.
We're out here walking around just to stay cool. It's cooler out here than it is inside.
It is 90 degrees there now and getting hotter. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
Over the next several days, we are going to be dealing with a heat index that is over 100 from Ohio into the Northeast. That's by day. Nighttime low temperatures will have a tough time getting below the 80 degree mark.
It'll be in the upper 90s all week in Boston. Warnings already going out to Celtics fans ahead of the team's NBA championship parade on Friday. Firefighters are clearing trees and thick brush near Los Angeles now as crews continue battling the Post fire. It's burned about 16,000 acres. But CBS's Carter Evans tells us it's one of multiple fires burning out west.
In the New Mexico town of Ruidoso, nearly 8,000 people are under evacuation orders right now. We've got the South Fork fire. That one grew in size about 300% in the last 24 hours, and there is no containment.
Meantime, Texas is bracing for a possible tropical storm. Our Dave Malcolm in Galveston.
These waves here, even locals have been surprised by how much it's whipping up these waves. There are red flag warnings out. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has issued a state of emergency.
The storm's still about 400 miles out, but could hit coastal communities with heavy rain and floods. President Biden's taking action to grant legal status to undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. Our Linda Kenyon's in Washington and has more on how it'll work.
The program will allow certain undocumented immigrants to stay in the country and work legally. Those who qualify must be married to U.S. citizens and lived in the United States for 10 years. The immigrant would then have 3 years to apply for a green card and would be shielded from deportation during that time.
Biden's expected to talk more about it soon at a White House event marking the 12th anniversary of DACA. Boeing's CEO is on Capitol Hill today answering more safety questions before a Senate panel.
Boeing's outgoing CEO Dave Calhoun is expected to take responsibility for the door panel that blew out on the Alaska Airlines flight in January. Calhoun is also expected to outline steps Boeing is taking to make improvements, including its new safety and quality action plan recently submitted to the FAA.
That's CBS's Chris Van Cleve, the testimony following another whistleblower complaint. And Justin Timberlake will be back in court now on July 26 after getting arraigned this morning on driving while intoxicated charges. The singer was arrested overnight in the Hamptons. His lawyer or his reps aren't commenting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Former President Donald Trump is in Racine today. That's leading to potential delays, parking restrictions downtown, and a planned protest in Monument Square. Community centers, libraries, and village halls in Racine and Kenosha counties are being used as cooling centers. You can call 211 to find a place near you. In a preliminary vote, the Racine School Board approved a budget that includes eliminating over 100 positions. It's due to school closures, declining enrollment, and administration cuts. A Racine County jail inmate was able to smuggle in crack cocaine by bypassing normal search procedures due to a medical condition. Police say the inmate traded drugs with other inmates for items like noodles and phone calls. There's a slight swim risk for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties. The National Weather Service says there's a higher risk further north in Sheboygan and Ozaukee counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Packers released their training camp schedule. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have released their training camp schedule with 13 practices open to the public. Training camp begins Monday, July 22nd. I asked Jordan Love what he plans to do this summer as he heads back home to California.
Yeah, just keep working. I'm outside of here and getting back with my personal quarterback coach I work with, and just continuing to focus on the little details and things I want to keep working on. And, you know, each guy has their own preference and whatnot. But, I mean, I've been with my quarterback coach since sophomore year of high school, so... definitely someone I'm comfortable with, and the details and footwork and things like that I need to work on. So it's good work away from here.
Baseball, the Brewers' West Coast trip is underway with games in L.A. and San Diego. About a dozen players are from there. Shortstop Willie Adames.
Yeah. A lot of guys are really excited to go back to their, you know, roots and, you know, see some family, some friends, and they're probably going to have a lot of fans. We're probably going to have to give them the tickets because they probably have so many guys there.
Last night, the Crew losing to the Angels 5-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows only in the mid-70s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow with a few showers and thunderstorms around. Some could be strong. Highs mid-80s. And still a few storms Thursday, high mid-70s. Right now it's 80.
Greatest Hits on WRJN. Hey, it's Chris Morrow. I've taken off my Cindy Huber hat, put on my Kurt Volman hat, filling in for Kurt this afternoon while he's cruising the Caribbean, bringing on some CCR with A Bad Moon Rising.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Good thing he's found.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, the Brewers took a tough loss last night. They're playing out in Anaheim this week, so a late start. Pre-game just before 8 o'clock on WRJN. Try to get even in the series this evening. And don't forget, when it comes to sports, Mike Clemens has us all covered. Our very own award-winning Mike Clemens recaps the Brewers, Badger games, Bucks games when they're in season. And he spends a lot of time right up at Lambeau Field following the Packers in season and out. You won't find more comprehensive, entertaining, and informative reports than what Mike Clemens brings us. Top of every hour, Monday through Friday, 6A to 6P, here on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s, but they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known maybe Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Day sounds best as we bring you timeless hits on WRJN.
Thank you.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Glad you're listening to our music today. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, too. Now, you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Just download that or take WRJN with you on the app as well. If you want to hear the talk shows, download the app or flip over to AM 540 WAUK. Todd Alba on until 2 o'clock. Maggie Dawn starts at 2, and she's on till 4 over there with some great topics on local issues right here on the Civic Media Network. We do specialize, though, in local news. Let's get our update on WRJN.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today, his first Wisconsin stop since he called Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Congressman Scott Fitzgerald tells WISN-TV's Up Front that Trump was only complaining about the last election.
That's where the comment came from, that Milwaukee is just terrible. What he was talking about was the elections in Milwaukee. They're concerned about them.
Trump has repeated lies that the 2020 election was stolen from him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine School Board has preliminarily approved a budget that will eliminate over 100 positions. The reduction in staff is motivated by the closure of two schools, declining enrollment, and cuts at the district's administration building. The board's final vote on the budget is next month. Racine police told everyone yesterday about the traffic problems downtown today. Former President Donald Trump's visit to Racine led officials to issue a statement about the impacts. There had been traffic disruptions in the downtown area, although no full road closures. Monument Square is being used as a protest space. Racine and Kenosha counties are combating the heat wave by transforming community centers, libraries, and village halls into cooling centers. All community centers in Racine and libraries in Kenosha are welcoming anyone needing to cool off. Each municipality has an online list of available cooling locations. You can also call 211 to find one. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with lows only in the mid-70s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow with a few showers and thunderstorms around. Some could be strong. Highs mid-80s. And still a few storms Thursday, high mid-70s. It's 82 right now.
Seeger song tells a story. The old time rock and roll as we bring you local news and timeless hits on WRJN. A little traffic problem downtown we're seeing today right around the Festival Park area. Should clear up after about 4 or 4:30.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine, so fine. Other guys who meet her may not think she's much to see. I can't begin to tell you what she always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
Local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN, and these are the McCoys.
Town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do. Cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you. Ain't the kind of place to
raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand is just my job 5 days a week. A rocket
John, as we bring you local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Kurt Volman off today. Chris Morrow filling in with an invitation for you to make an appointment to join Terry Hovel for his much-heralded and long-running Rock and Roll Never Forget show. We hear it here on WRJN Saturdays from 10 until 2. He's got the stories behind the hits and the stars that we play every day, and then some songs you may not have heard for a long time or maybe even forgotten. It's entertaining and educational. Hard to roll those two together, but Terry finds a way. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, back on the air here on WRJN Saturdays from 10 until 2.
Check, check, 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss 3 unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Welcome to Personal Touch by Julie, your trusted local experts in floral artistry and handcrafted arrangements for over 47 years. Enjoy the convenience of local area delivery, bringing beauty right to your doorstep, just in time for Mother's Day, prom, or graduation. But it's not just about the flowers. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemmed from family traditions. Visit Personal Touch by Julie today at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant, where every petal tells the story of love and celebration.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Ever take a vacation? Let's talk about hotels and junk fees. Junk fees are these surprise charges that just pop up when you check in. They're called resort fees or curation fees or some other vague junk that wasn't included in the price when you booked your hotel online. Hotel junk fees cost travelers an average of $26 a night, roughly $3 billion a year, according to Consumer Reports. So how do you avoid them? You do your homework. Now, sometimes a website's going to have like a display total price button that you can click. But the surest way is to just pick up the phone and call the hotel before you book. While they're not obligated to tell you anything online, I found that friendly front desk folks usually can give me the straight story. It's worth $26 a night to make that phone call. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Soundtrack for those of you hanging out on North Beach today with the transistor radio under your beach blanket. The Beach Boys, as we bring you local news and timeless hits on WRJN, bringing on Jackie DeShannon.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate.
look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Senators are grilling Boeing CEO David Calhoun on Capitol Hill right now over a number of safety concerns. But Calhoun started by addressing victims of two Boeing plane crashes more than 5 years ago. He also talked about how Boeing's handled whistleblowers following a number of more recent mishaps on MAX jets.
Much has been said about Boeing's culture. We've heard those concerns loud and clear. Our culture is far from perfect, but we are taking action and we are making progress.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
This is not an industry where it's okay to cut corners, to reduce inspections, to take shortcuts, and rely on broken parts that happen to be sitting around.
Multiple whistleblowers claim Boeing has cut corners over the years to increase profits. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has now activated the state's emergency operations center as brutal heat sets in.
Extreme weather is the new normal in our country, but particularly here in the state of New York.
Temperatures there hovering in the 90s. Meantime, the 911 system is down now in Massachusetts, but officials